From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Niger authorities say at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to the one that killed four U.S. Green Beret and four Nigerian troops on October 4th. Saturday's attack took place in the same area. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Sunday promoted improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as part of a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. Tillerson, participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh, told the Saudi King Salman and Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi that their improving links showed great potential. But Tillerson made statements indicating that the U.S. is trying to remain neutral.
With respect to Iranian presence in Iraq, Prime Minister Abadi is in full control of his country. He's in full control of the movement of certain military operations. For our part, we have encouraged restraint, and we have encouraged a minimization of any type of conflict between forces involving either the Kurdistan forces, the Peshmerga, or forces that might be part of the Iraqi government coalition.
The top U.S. diplomat said the United States is grateful for this progress and urged it to expand this vital relationship for the stability of the region. Exit polls indicate that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is on track to a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election. TBS television poll has Abe's Liberal Democratic Party-led coalition retaining the two-thirds supermajority it held in Parliament's lower house before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. This is VOA News. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced Saturday he would dismiss Catalonia's separatist government and call for new elections in an attempt to prevent the semi-autonomous region from declaring its independence. VOA's Jamie Detmer has more.
The Senate in Madrid will vote on the Spanish government's direct rule plan, likely this week, marking the first time a region has seen its powers curbed. Less than half of the region's 7.5 million Catalans turned out to vote in the referendum, although 9 out of 10 who did backed independence.
If the pro-independence parties stay together, as they have claimed they will, there's probably a very low likelihood that the Spanish government has any enforcement capacity.
The confrontation between Catalonia and Madrid has clearly entered another critical phase. The stakes for both sides keep being raised. On Saturday, in response to Madrid, separatist leader Carles Puigdemont accused the Spanish government of seeking a coup d'etat in Barcelona. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Barcelona.
While tensions on the Korean Peninsula continue to run high, experts and U.S. officials say the key to de-escalate the situation is China.
As soon as Donald Trump became U.S. president, he sent Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis to the region to announce that the policy of strategic patience with North Korea was over.
That the military option was going to be put back on the table, that our policy is simply this, to denuclearize entirely North Korea. Until such time as they do that, then we are going to be moving towards economic sanctions, maximum pressure, isolation of the regime, and also having a military option on the table as a last resort.
The Trump administration has successfully brought about new wide-ranging UN sanctions against the North Korean regime. But as in the past, such moves require help from Beijing.
The World Health Organization Sunday rescinded the appointment of Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, as a goodwill ambassador. But over two dozen organizations quickly released a statement slamming the decision, saying health officials were shocked and deeply concerned, citing Mugabe's record of human rights abuses and claiming that the country's healthcare system has collapsed under his nearly 30-year rule. And all five living former U.S. presidents attended a fundraising concert Saturday to benefit the victims of hurricanes that ravaged different areas of the United States. Former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter were in attendance. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.